In 2016, the Academy committed to doubling the number of people of color and doubling the number of women within its ranks by 2020. Opening up its ranks to people like Julie Dash, who is a phenomenal filmmaker, like Melvin Van Peebles, who was the godfather of blaxploitation films, neither of whom had been in the Academy before, makes a difference because that means they're going to be viewing films through their lens, through the lens of a marginalized person. There is really not an industry in the United States that is not affected by the lack of inclusion of marginalized communities. So while I didn't have a goal initially, it became really clear to me that we needed to continue these conversations in every single field, not just in entertainment. And so I'm attempting to take that on and continue discussing issues of diversity and inclusion and equity and representation. Both the terms diversity and inclusion are overused. It's sort of a catch-all and people really don't think about what the distinctions are. So when we see that particular corporations or organizations have diversity initiatives, what does that mean truly? They're going to put more people of color in their ads or in their magazines or, you know, shilling their product. And yet when you look at their boardrooms, when you look at the C-suite, when you look at the higher level employees within the organization, they look incredibly homogenous. When someone says, oh yeah, we're very diverse, you know, we've been very intentional about what we're doing, ask the question, you know, what is the percentage of people of color? What is the percentage of disabled folks?